This Friday and Saturday, the world's best thoroughbreds compete in 14 exhilarating races at the Breeders' Cup World Championships. Learn more at breederscup.com/2020. Catch all the action live on NBC Sports as we welcome in horse racing expert on loan from NBC Sports, Randy Moss. Randy, thanks for joining us. How has the pandemic affected this year's Breeders' Cup?
Oddly enough, Dan, the product on the field, the product on the track is actually better because of the pandemic. It's a pretty odd situation, but there were a lot of racetracks around the country that had to shut down in late spring and early summer, and the horses had no place to run. And so now the racetracks are going again, of course, but now we get to November and the horses are fresher. They've got more energy. They've run less often this year. They're healthier in a way. Too bad we won't have fans at Keeneland, but the actual product on the field is probably going to be better than the Breeders' Cup's ever had.
You move the Breeders' Cup around, you know, Super Bowl does this obviously, but you know, when does the horse know that the surface is different? And, you know, how does that factor in with how a horse runs?
You know, Dan, that is one of the most overrated factors in the sport of horse racing. And yet it's the one that you hear about the most often, because when a horse loses a race, oftentimes the owner is going to go to the trainer and say, "Wait, I thought my horse was going to win. Why did my horse get beat?" And the horse doesn't talk. So the trainer, the jockey, will make excuses. And typically the excuse was he didn't like the track. You know, even though the other 10 horses in the race had no problem with it, you know, it's an excuse that's the most overblown explanation for horses losing that there is in racing. Typically, there's just not that much of a difference between the racetrack surfaces as far as the horses are concerned, be it Santa Anita or Churchill or Belmont, or in this case, Keeneland here in Lexington.
What about creating a Grand Slam? You have the Triple Crown. Has there been any thought of adding the Breeders' Cup to make it a Grand Slam?
You know, when American Pharoah in 2015 swept the Triple Crown, and they fortunately kept him in training and didn't whisk him off to stud like some of the other top horses, like Justify, and they ran him in the Breeders' Cup Classic, and he won, that was the moniker. People started calling that the Grand Slam. Obviously, he's the only horse that's ever been able to pull that off. But if we get another Triple Crown winner that is then pointing for the Breeders' Cup, that's going to be the phrase, the Grand Slam. Definitely.
And I don't want any credit for this, Randy, in the horse racing community. I mean, if you want to mention it, you can. But look, I want to make the sport better. This is just my gift to the sport. That's all.
It came from Dan Patrick. I'll make sure everybody knows that.
Who's definitely running the horse racing now? Like, what part of the world is running horse racing?
That's one of the problems with horse racing. It's like boxing. Every state has its own individual commission. Every state has its own individual rules. There is no league office in horse racing in the United States to set the rules. There's no Roger Goodell, or there's no baseball MLB commissioner. So it's like a free-for-all. It's like a Wild West. Every state does what's best for that particular state, and there's no unified push, whether it's in marketing or race scheduling or anything like medication, anything like that, to sort of, you know, with the purpose of propelling the sport forward. You know, in the NFL, some team owners will maybe do vote for something that might not be the best for them, but it's the best for the NFL. You know, you don't see that in horse racing.
Give us a couple of horses that we should keep an eye on Friday and Saturday.
Friday, it's they call it Future Stars Friday. It's for the two-year-olds, which are the younger horses. Horses don't begin their racing careers until age two. They run in the Triple Crown at age three. So these are like the future stars. And there is one horse in particular running in the last race on Friday who really looks like he has the makings of a superstar. His name is Jackie's Warrior. He's undefeated. He's won his races just in with tremendous style. The big question about him, and what makes the race so interesting, is that his pedigree leans toward sprinting. And he looks like a sprinter if you look at him. Horses are the same as people in that respect. Sprinters tend to be stockier and more muscled up than long distance runners. And Jackie's Warrior definitely fits in the stocky category, but he's so good and so fast. He probably can't run far enough to be a Kentucky Derby horse next year, but it's going to be interesting to watch him go a mile and a 16th for the first time in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. And then Saturday, there's a lot to look forward to, but the coup de grace is always the Breeders' Cup Classic, the last race on Saturday, the richest horse race in North America. Well, it was until the Pegasus in Miami popped up. But the Breeders' Cup, the Classic has got one of the strongest fields in it that we've seen in recent years. You've got the Kentucky Derby winner of this year, Authentic, the Belmont winner of this year, Tis the Law, could have been the Kentucky Derby winner last year, Maximum Security, who was disqualified, and some other really good horses thrown into the mix. So that's going to be a great way to cap off Breeders' Cup Saturday.
You ever ridden one of these horses?
You know, I had a few experiences where at farms and such, they decided to put me on the back of a X racehorse, a thoroughbred X racehorse. And let's just say it didn't end well.
Well,
I am not an equestrian, Dan, not by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, you're a little too tall for a jockey.
Well, I tell you what, here's a just a quick story. We were at a farm. Your buddy Kenny Main, myself, some other people. And they thought it would be fun. We were in a show jumping ring to get on a horse's back and have pictures taken. So they put helmets on, you get on the horse's back. Kenny was hamming it up, you know, acting like he was whipping the horse when he really wasn't. And the horse was just standing there like an old plow horse. And so they put me on the horse's back. And I thought, you know, this is boring. Who wants to just sit here? And, you know, so I got on the horse's back and kind of gigged him a little bit with my heel.
Uh-oh.
Took off. I couldn't get him pulled up. He kept going round and round the ring faster and faster. The owner of the farm looked like he was having a heart attack because I didn't have a helmet on. Finally, I got him pulled up, but that was my last time on the back of a ex-thoroughbred.
I hope you're well. Have fun on Friday and Saturday, and my best to the crew there. Thanks for joining us, Randy.
And thanks for the Grand Slam idea, Dan. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Take care. NBC Sports horse racing expert Randy Moss. And once again, Friday and Saturday, world's best thoroughbreds competing in 14 exhilarating races at the Breeders' Cup World Championship. It'll be in Lexington, Kentucky. Learn more at BreedersCup.com/2020. Catch all the action live on NBC Sports.